All That Remains, written by Sepia-Stained Sunset and read by Flower Parish. This is a DC fic rated for general audiences, featuring Dick Grayson and Damian Wayne. Abridged summary. Batman and Robin take a break from being strangers to be siblings just for a little while. It takes 20 minutes for Damian to begin to twitch. His hood offers him some protection against the steady downpour, but Dick can tell that the rain is getting to him. He sits like a cat, languid, keeping his muscles relaxed. It'll prevent him from cramping up, a luxury Dick isn't afforded in his bulky body armor. The boots, at least, are silicone-soled. Damp shoes are the last thing he needs tonight, and he's honestly impressed with the kid for sticking it out this long. The clouds form a gray roof over the city. Gotham is a spectacular study in neons, a rainbow of fluorescence emanating from every building. An open defiance challenging the absence of the moon and all the night stars. Stalk Gotham like an animal, he'd told Damian once, and now he wants to laugh in the face of his own advice. She's a half-alive carcass, this city, and to put a hand within the pulp of her innards is just asking for trouble. Still, here he is, scalpel in hand, guiding this boy through the motions. What? Damian bites out, and he startles back into himself. Condensation fogs up the edges of his HMD, a recurring problem he's too tired and too busy to fix. If Bruce could go so long without changing anything, he can stick it out for a little longer. Nothing, he says, just starting to flag. It's an invitation to let himself relax a little further, to admit to himself, if no one else, that he was starting to tire. How many times had Bruce sat on one of these very rooftops, draping his cape over Tim without either of them acknowledging it? Dick must have replayed the cowl footage 1,000 times at least, delighting in his little brother's embarrassment. He can almost sink his teeth into the taste of caramel popcorn. It would be so easy to close his eyes and slip into the memory. Grief coats the roof of his mouth. Damian scoffs, mocking with narrowed eyes. This is the art of waiting. The hood of the Robin suit has gotten soaked through. Damian gives no indication of discomfort, and he has to resist the urge to brush away the stray drops as they hit his shoulders and bead on the fabric. So much like a cat, Dick thinks, amused and disappointed in equal measure. The learning curve is as steep as a cliff face. Being Batman is more intuitive than he'd anticipated, a heavy reliance on the parts of himself he spent so long keeping out of reach of this very cape. It makes him want to pull his hair out, to grab the keys off the hook in the manor hallway and reclaim the night his way. He could be back in Bloodhaven in under 2 hours. It's always the last thing he checks before he goes to bed, a compulsive need to make sure the distance hasn't increased the way Gotham taunts him into believing as the days drag on. I'm not getting bored, he shoots back, trying to keep from rising to the bait. A little hungry, maybe. It makes him uncomfortable, these trails of breadcrumbs they leave for each other, conversations that feel like the trophies of a successful hunt. It leaves a sour aftertaste in his mouth, washing out the nostalgia in a single stroke. Pennyworth probably has a mountain of sandwiches waiting back home, Damian says, and he sounds less than thrilled. Apart from the Zakuska, which he'd seemed rather fond of, he hadn't taken to any of the food, firmly avoiding cucumber sandwiches in particular. This week's been crazy, but a meal plan that Damian can fully enjoy is one of the first things on his list that he needs to see to. We can bend the rules for once, he encourages. Looks like this stakeout isn't going anywhere anyways. Damian shoots him an incredulous look at the suggestion, and he has to stifle a laugh. It seems as though he's lost more pieces of himself than he'd assumed. What would the kid say if he could see him as he'd been just a few years ago, when he'd spent his nights train surfing and devouring 2-day-old pizza? And do what instead? Comes the rebuttal. There's a sushi place only a couple blocks away, but tracking in the rainwater seems more than a little unfair. He scans the streets, trying to find a diner. Damian has more of a sweet tooth than he liked to admit, and Dick isn't above exploiting his weakness if it's expedient. Chili dogs, he suggests. There's a cart over by 8th Street. Damien's forehead wrinkles in contemplation. He nearly flicks the bridge of his nose, balling up his fingers into fists at the last second. He hadn't expected this, to settle into old patterns like rainwater seeking out every crack in the road. It's almost painful, having to sit with memories that superimpose. His mind feels like it's been dipped in static. So long as it isn't bland, he concedes at last, and he's surprised at the lack of argument. When Damien tries to stand, he can see him taking the pressure off of his left foot. It had definitely gone numb while they'd kept vigil. Dick swallows down any rebukes before they can make their way onto his tongue. "They're good," he promises. "Bet you'll eat 10. The kid grimaces. "Bold of you to assume I can even stomach one." Dick grins. It's a routine he's glad to follow. He'll take bickering over yawning silences, over endless miscommunications, any day. "True," he agrees. "It would be, what, half your body weight?" Damien rolls his eyes but doesn't take the bait. "Bet you I can eat 20, he continues, teasing. He earns himself a look steeped with doubt and contempt in equal measure. "Think carefully, Grayson. Is that truly how you'd like to go? Rain-soaked and throwing your guts up in a back alley?" "Planning my funeral already?" "If you insist on getting yourself killed, know that I'll have to put the unvarnished truth on your gravestone." "He died as he lived," Dick quips, and then asks, "Doing what he loved?" "Idiotically," Damien stresses the word even as they make their final flip, swinging onto the concrete walkway in tandem. Says the boy who's about to take a bite. He raises an eyebrow, realizing only after the fact that the cowl had rendered the gesture useless. Damien seems to have grasped the sentiment nonetheless, if the words he mutters are any indication. "If you're going to be sick, you'd better warn me." The boy looks genuinely wary. Dick can't really blame him for it. Half the food trucks and restaurants in and around downtown Gotham were fronts. The Mediterranean restaurant at Otisburg has been in Cobblepot's slimy grip for years, still up and running to date only because his goons had eventually gotten genuinely good at running the joint. Their fried calamari always summons a faithful crowd of fans without fail. Bruce had taken him there a couple of times, especially on nights after showdowns with the named rogues. Comfort through shakshuka was a lot easier than conveying the sentiment through words. Were traditions built to be remade? Dick is sure he's been here before, with another boy, another Robin. In another lifetime, it feels like. "Don't worry," he grins. "I'll make sure to aim for the boots or lower." He's facing the point of a sword in less than a second. Dick elects against pointing out that with how shrimpy Damien was, aiming for the ground was the same as setting his sights on the rest of him. "Choose wisely," the kid says, and by his tone, he'd apparently figured out the punchline. "How much would you value your life at?" $7. Dick waves at the tired-looking man running the cart. Almost the exact change needed for a couple of dogs. "3, please." "20, Damien scoffs, but he can tell that there's a fraction of effort being put into maintaining the dour set of his mouth. "20. I may be certifiable, but even I know my limits." He smiles sweetly. The grim expression on the kid's face isn't improved by the arrival of their order. Thankfully, the rain has cleared up, keeping their food from turning into unidentifiable sludge. Damien pokes at his chili dog with a gloved finger, watching with distrust as the mustard begins to seep onto his paper plate. Bizarrely, it reminds Dick of high school biology classes, the dissections that led to hemolymph splatters all over desks. Damien seems to be thinking of something similar. Even behind the whiteout lenses, Dick can tell that his eyes are flashing with the promise of vengeance. He seems to fall into being 10, quickly and all at once, so that between the span of a heartbeat, Dick is looking down at the face of his kid brother, all traces of Robin and the distance he brought with him gone. His own shoulders untense. "Backing out," he goads. There are some duties that are sacrosanct, obligations that can't be stifled even by the cowl. It's one of the few gestures he allows himself, daring little brothers into idiotic stunts of bravado. "Hardly." Damien's jaw clenches imperiously. "A race. First to finish the dog owes the other a weapon of their choosing." "Nice try, but you're not getting my wingdings." "So confident that you'll lose," he tuts. "I expected better from you, Batman, though I suppose I cannot fault you for admitting your shortcomings." The first rays of sunlight begin to slice through the dome of gray blanketing the city. Dick smiles into his mouthfuls. There's hope for them yet. The end.